My name is John Erling, and today's date is November 10th, 2021. So, Bill, would you state your full name, please?
William Stanley Atherton.
Your date of birth?
I was born April the 12th, 1933.
And makes your present age?
88 years old, John.
And you're going strong. In fact, you have deals going today, as a matter of fact. We could be interrupted, maybe.
I hope not.
Right. Where are we recording this interview?
In an office in our building in Midtown, Tulsa, and we're on the 10th floor.
All right. Where were you born?
Ponca City, Oklahoma.
All right, let's talk about your mother, your mother's maiden name, where she was born, and that type of thing.
My mother's maiden name was Frances Conine, C-O-N-I-N-E, and she was actually born in Stillwell, Oklahoma, but her mother was over there, and they were from Bentonville. And she always said she was born in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yeah. What kind of personality was she?
Oh, she was wonderful. Very good housewife, very good mother. Everything had to be done just right, you know, and we always had dinner, and everybody had to be there, and you had to have proper manners. And she was a wonderful person.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I've got two sisters. The 6 years is Lynn, and Patty is 12 years younger than me. Two sisters.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But then, so you talked to your mother, everybody had to have manners. You had meals together then, right?
Yes.
That was important to be together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your father's name?
He was Jess William Atherton, and he was also a great, great guy. Everybody respected him and admired him.
Where was he born and raised?
He was born in Caney, Kansas, in 1890.
Okay, that's what was his personality like? What was he like?
He was a very he was one of the type of guys that could do anything, fix anything. People really admired him of his ability to accomplish any item he tried to do. He was an engineer by trade, but he did everything from back then, you'd call it dirt moving, but he was a dirt contractor. He had teams of horses and mules, and they would build everything for everybody where they had to move dirt. Yeah.
So he was always looking for ways to make money.
Correct. Yeah, and had various enterprises. He not only had a company called Atherton Grading Company, he had multiple interest in real estate, oil and gas, other businesses, yeah.
Didn't he even have a business where he cleaned up the oil patch?
He did, because he had the equipment to do it with. And so he would go in and when they would build a location for the rig, he would build all the necessary roads and everything to get the rig in there. And then after they finished, they'd come in and clean it up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Opened a laundry service?
He did. He and his brother, when they were very young, went to Drumride. And that was the big oil boom then around Drumride and Cushing. And they roughnecked for a while. And then, of course, those were cable tool rigs back in those days. And I think they were in their late teens to early 20s. And they decided there had to be a better way to make a living. So they put in a cleaning establishment and clean the roughnecks' clothes. And back then they had Levi's, and that's about it, you know. And so he had a And probably 10 or 12 years ago, I went through Drum Ride and actually saw the old building where he had that cleaners.
Yeah. Did Clark Gable make an appearance there?
Clark Gable was primarily working around Barnsdall, because that was another big discovery. And but he did come to Drum Ride in Cushing and worked. And you know, Dad, he was just a roughneck, so they cleaned his clothes.
Didn't know he was going to go on to become a major Hollywood star.
No, they didn't. No.
Right. And I'm getting, maybe the seed was planted for you to always look for ways to make money. That comes from your father.
And his father. They were both real entrepreneurs, various businesses. They both loved real estate. They both loved working outdoors. And so I would say it came from my father more than anybody, because I worked with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was he a pilot?
He was a pilot, one of the very first in Oklahoma. He and they founded an airline called Bluebird Airways, and they would haul. They had three airplanes. They had a Jenny and two Wacos, and they would fly the oil guys from Pawhuska back to Bartlesville or Tulsa. And it was back in those days, to keep a plane flying was you had to be a real good mechanic.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right. Also, he was in the development business, like the Indian Hills Lake development.
John, that was a very unique idea. It was 5 miles out east of Ponca City on the way to Pawhuska. And he had the idea of kind of a country club at the time. And so he built this lake, beautiful lake. And back in those days, you didn't have to get any permits or anything. So he took his mules and his horses and built the dam, beautiful dam. And in fact, the lake is still there today. And it was called Indian Hills Lake. And then he sold lots for people to build cabins. And he did it on the installment plan. They would pay $100 down and $10 a month for their site. He sold these sites, I think he told me one time, for $600, which back then was, this was in the early 30s. And he would, of course, carry the note on all those, and he built a beautiful clubhouse out there for the amenity, and kind of ahead of his time, you might say, on that deal.
And just exactly where is that located?
It's it's on the Arkansas River. If you come out of Ponca City on the way to Pawhuska, it was actually 5 miles out of Ponca City. He had a ranch out there of about, I think it was originally about 20,000 acres, and he was able to carve out enough for the lake, and later on he built a house. He built a smaller lake down below the big lake, and that's where we lived. He built a house there for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you would have been, when that was happening, about how old?
4, 5, 6. We actually left Ponca City when I was 8 years old in the third grade. Yeah, moved to Joplin, Missouri. Yeah.